One, we finally got the offering envelopes put into the pews. Look, at some point along the way, it should be tucked in front of a hymnal. So if you need an offering envelope for today, or if you want to take a few with you just to have for each Sunday, you can do that as well. We've also got stacks at both entrances if you want to take a few home with you. Today is the third Sunday of the month, so we have our basket offering. The basket offering is going to the scholarship fund this month. And speaking of the scholarship fund, in just about a month, the scholarship committee is hosting a lunch after church on November 19th to help us raise some money for that fund. We're also going to have a silent auction and a dessert auction. So if you have an item that you would like to donate to that auction, or if you want to be thinking about a cake, I think Kim and I are both going to make a gluten-free pumpkin pound cake because none of us got enough of it last Sunday. So speaking of last Sunday, I want to say thank you from deep in my heart for the beautiful reception and the warm celebration of my 40th birthday. Also, we have almost raised $1,000 for the backpack program, and I'm absolutely delighted that we can feed. That's amazing. So we've received a check for $1,100 from the Davis Townsend Lions Club to go to the backpack program. So we are raising money to feed 75 children every weekend for this school year. Going back to the offering envelopes, if you write checks for your offering and you give to different funds, we need you to actually write separate checks for each fund, because when Kim makes the deposit, each amount goes to each fund. And so if you write a check that includes three different funds, it's really difficult for her to navigate that. So although on the offering envelope you can stipulate where your offering goes, let's say you give to Agape and you give to the general fund and you give to cemetery, we'd need you to have three separate checks because those are three different bank accounts. In the Holly Leaf this week, we have a form for you to start filling out because All Saints Sunday is in 3 weeks. And we want you to start submitting names to us so that we can read those aloud and light a candle in that person's memory on All Saints Sunday. It'll continue to be in the Holly Leaf the next couple of weeks, but please keep that in mind and submit those names. I want to say a special thank you to Joyce Shields, who is offering her time and talent over the next couple of weeks to take directory photos for us. She is offering this generous, generous gift, and we are so excited to be able to provide you with a pictorial directory soon. So those photos are being taken this afternoon and tomorrow, as well as a few next Sunday. Agape is meeting at 4 o'clock tomorrow because for some of our folks, it's easier to drive before dark. And so if you are in Agape, please make sure you note the time change, 4 o'clock. We've got senior citizens group this week, worship and music. And I'm taking just a few days of vacation. So I took a few days a couple weeks ago, but since I couldn't take the full week, I'm taking the rest of it next weekend. So Joe Davis will be preaching for us next Sunday. We have a few birthdays this week. Dean Conrad, Tammy Turner, Keith Cecil, Logan Turner, and Wendy Lohr. Dean and Tony Chapman have a wedding anniversary this week, as do Stuart and Carolyn Walmsley, and Robert and Mandy Fritz. And then celebrating their baptism this week are Latifah Dennis and Crystal Ferguson. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We had a celebration at Holly Grove last night. Mike Wilson and Joanna Carfitt, now Wilson, were married, and it was a wonderful celebration. And I want to especially say thank you to Jane and Marie and Kim for helping navigate all of the details and making everything run smoothly. So we ask God's blessing upon their marriage. We have a few prayer shawls this Sunday. This one is for Antoinette Kerr, who is a very dear friend of Kelly and Calvin and Robert. She's had some health concerns in the past and is going through some more stuff right now. And so we ask that God would be with her and comfort her. Our brother Greg Kepley is having heart bypass surgery on Tuesday. They think it's going to be 3 bypasses, but they're just not sure. It might be another one once they get in there. And so we ask God's blessing on the surgery and on Greg's recovery. And then Debbie Parsons' parents are receiving these other two prayer shawls, Steve and Evelyn Lopp. Her dad had a pretty severe heart attack this week and is struggling to recover from that. And her mom has some health concerns, but is also struggling with her dad's heart attack. So let us pray. God, we give you thanks for the gift of prayer, that you are ready and willing to hear us anytime we come to you with words, with groans, with tears. There are so many people we love going through really hard and difficult things right now, and we ask that you would remind each of them that you are present with them, that you are closer to them than the very air that they breathe. God, we lift up to you Evelyn and Steve, Greg and Antoinette. We ask that for each of them, that you would comfort them with your presence, that you would grant them peace that passes all understanding. Because when we are going through hard and difficult things, we just can't muster up peace on our own. And so we ask that you would give them peace that only you can give. Be with each of them in their recoveries. Grant them your grace and strength, and grant all of them the ability to both receive help and ask for help when they need it. And so, God, we ask that when Evelyn and Steve, Greg and Antoinette feel the weight of these prayer shawls upon their shoulders, upon their laps, that they would feel the weight of our love and care for them here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Thank you. And as you're standing, I don't want to let time pass without thanking Judy for all that she did to make the wedding happen. The music was really beautiful and worshipful, and so thank you for all that you did. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who greets us in this and every season, whose love never fails, whose promise is sure. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have sinned. We have hurt our community. We have squandered your blessings. We have hoarded your bounty. We have failed to be honest. We have lacked the courage to speak. We have spoken falsely. In the name of Jesus, forgive us and grant us your mercy. The triune God offers us boundless grace when we fail. Receive and live into the gift of God's mercy. You are freed and forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord of the feast, you have prepared a table before all peoples and poured out your life with abundance. Call us again to your banquet. Strengthen us by what is honorable, just, and pure, and transform us into a people of righteousness and peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Why don't you come sit down for a minute? Good morning. What's your name? Hi, Jason. I'm Pastor Anna. And this is Sawyer and Cameron and Kate. You guys want to come sit up here by me and Sawyer? And then we've got Maddie, who just had a birthday. She's 2 years old this week. Well, I have something here that I want to show you. Any guesses what it might be? Sawyer. Any guesses what you think this might be? That's a really good guess, actually. Let me show it to you. What is it? It's a map. What is it a map of? The whole world. It's a map of the whole world. Well, I have seen some really sad things in the news this week, and one of the gifts that God gives us is the gift that we can pray for other people. And so I thought I'd bring my map today, and we're going to lay it on the floor, and I'm going to ask each of you to come and put your hands on it, and we're going to pray for the people all over the world. So one of the things that we do sometimes when we pray for somebody is it's called laying hands on them. So if I'm praying for Cameron, I might say, Lord, bless Cameron. Lord, bless Kate. Lord, bless Jason. Lord, bless Sawyer, even though Sawyer doesn't want it. And Lord, bless Maddie. And then we do the same thing when the prayer shawls go around, right? We hold them in our hand and we touch each of them with our hand as we pray for that prayer shawl and that person. And so we are going to pray for children all over the world. And I also have a prayer request for a child in our community. Yesterday, Anderson, Carol's granddaughter, was at the wedding. And she said, Pastor Anna, there's somebody at my school who had a seizure. Will you add them to your prayer list? And so we're going to pray for that person who had the seizure. And we're going to pray for the children all over the world. So you come down here and put your hands on this map as we pray for the children all over the world. Will you guys help me? Will you help me, Cameron and Kate?
All right.
Thank you, Sawyer. Okay. So you can put your hands on any of the places that you want to pray for. And I need somebody especially to put their hands in this part, because this is where a lot of children in the world are struggling. Sawyer, Cameron, you're going to put your hand there? Okay. Maddie, do you want to come touch the map? No, that's okay. You don't have to. Okay, so we're all going to pray together, and you're going to repeat after me. Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for each other.
And thank you that we can talk to you.
And we can share our hearts
and our minds. We want to pray for Anderson's classmate who's had a seizure. And we want to pray for children all over the world, especially children who are really sad or who have boo-boos or are in pain. We ask God that you would be with them and that you would show them your love and that somehow you would help us to love them. We love you, God. Amen. Well, thank you for helping us pray for the children of the world. You may go to Children's Church with Kelly if you'd like. So Sawyer has a friend whose dad passed away, and Sawyer wants us to pray for his friend and his friend's dad, too. We will pray, Sawyer.
Fifth chapter of Isaiah. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountaintop the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations, and he will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. It will be said that on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm for today is Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not be in want.
The Lord makes me lie down in green pastures.
And leads me beside still waters.
You restore my soul, O Lord.
And guide me along.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil.
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil, and my cup is running over.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 22nd chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Once more, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding banquet for his son. He sent his slaves to call those who had been invited to the wedding banquet, but they would not come. Again, he sent other slaves, saying, 'Tell those who have been invited, look, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fat calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet.' But they made light of it and went away, one to his farm, one to his business, while the rest seized his slaves, mistreated them, and killed them. The king was enraged. He sent his troops, destroyed those murderers, and burned their city. Then he said to his slaves, 'The wedding is ready, but those invited were not worthy. Go therefore into the main streets and invite everyone you find to the wedding banquet.' Those slaves went out into the streets and gathered all whom they found, both good and bad. So the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he noticed a man there who was not wearing a wedding robe. And he said to him, "Friend, how did you get in here without a wedding robe?" And he was speechless. Then the king said to the attendants, "Bind him hand and foot and throw him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't think it's any secret that I love books, and I love to read, and I love to study. In fact, for 6 years, I got to read and study full-time when I was in seminary. Those of you who have been to my office know that one wall is covered in books. I don't really collect things, but I might say that I collect books. And I got to pull one off of the shelf this week and read back through it. And it's always kind of fun for me when I reread a book, because not only do I get to reread the content, but I get to see all the places that I've marked up and where I've made different notes. This book is called Eucharist and Eschatology. Now, you know that I love the sacraments, and this book looks specifically at the Eucharist, which is another word for Holy Communion or the Lord's Supper. And it looks at it through the lens of eschatology, which is the study of end times, or the study of end things. The future that God has for God's people and for creation, when Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead, and when our bodies will be resurrected, and we will live in the presence of God forever. And so my sermon today is based on the first reading that we read from Isaiah. You know, we most often hear this passage read at funerals or memorial services, which I love, because I think it's a beautiful reminder that in the Lord's Supper, that we share a feast with the entire communion of saints. And that when we celebrate Holy Communion, we feast with past, present, and future disciples of Christ. And I think it's also important that we hear these words at funerals, because it reminds us of the hope that someday, when human history as we know it comes to an end and Jesus returns, that he will set all things right. That when we experience that final resurrection of our bodies, God is going to gather all peoples from all nations to celebrate at the feast that's described here in Isaiah. Now, this feast that the Lord hosts for all peoples is no ordinary meal. Even the words that are used in Hebrew for the aged, strained wines and the bone marrow are really rare words used in Scripture. These items were very rare. Though the wine is probably something like what we drink today, it was back then more usually young wine, wine that hadn't sat for as long, and wine that wasn't strained, so there was probably debris from the process of making that wine in it. So an aged, strained wine is something rare and special. And as for bone marrow, your vegetarian pastor had to look this one up, but it's usually taken from the femur bone of an animal, and apparently it's exquisite. One person said it has far more flavor than even butter. So this exquisite kind of scrumptious meat to go along with the wine. And so this celebratory feast that God prepares and sets out for all people and all nations is lavish. It's exquisite. It's decadent. The text goes on to make it very clear that this feast is for all people, because God invites all people from all nations to eat the rich feast of choice wines and meats. And when we come to the Lord's table and share in the Lord's Supper, this for us is a foretaste of that final feast of all nations. But what's really interesting is that while the people are feasting on this meal, God is preparing to judge and to save. But God doesn't do that like any earthly host. God's self doesn't partake of the aged wine and the meat that God has offered to the guests. Instead, the Lord's mouth opens wide to swallow death itself. The Lord swallows up death. Now, to swallow something is to consume it completely. To swallow is to take something into one's own body. God takes death into God's very self and devours it, making possible an endless future for all of God's people without death. This end of death moves us to another metaphor or word picture in the text, one of deep compassion and gentleness. And the language of all appears yet again as the Lord God wipes away all the tears from all the people. These details remind us that death was present at this feast, that it will be present at this feast, but it is simply a dish set before the Lord. Death and suffering, heartache and pain were heavy on the heart of God's guests, who came with weeping and mourning, something that we ourselves as individuals are accustomed to, and something that we are seeing all over the news. Because the truth is, brothers and sisters, that there is pain and heartbreak and evil beyond imagination in the world. The past 7 days alone, we've witnessed horror and brutality from the people of Hamas and what they've done to the Israelis. And then we've witnessed the genocide that this war is causing for innocent Palestinian civilians, men, women, and children of Gaza. It can be easy for despair to creep into our hearts and our minds and to feel the shroud that is cast over us and all people. The tension in this text, it reminds us of the tension of life. Because we aren't given any earthly means for overcoming all of the disasters and tragedies, but we are given a glimpse of a world in which death is swallowed up forever. And we're given a glimpse of a future when God will wipe away every single tear from all the faces. This is our highest hope. And sometimes we have to hold on to that hope so hard that our knuckles turn white. But we hold on to this hope, looking forward to that day when God, who is faithful beyond all we can ask for or imagine, when God will make all things right. We look forward to that day when, with justice and mercy, God will bring peace upon all the earth. And we look forward to that day when God will destroy death forever. And then, with the loving tenderness and compassion of a parent, God will wipe away every tear. But until that day, that this truth, that this hope is fully realized, we continue to come to this table and to share this meal, which for us is a foretaste of that feast to come. So hear these words once again, and let the hope of God fill your hearts and your minds and your bodies. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a rich feast of food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And God will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. God will swallow up death forever. And then, the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of God's people will be taken away from all the earth. For the Lord has spoken. And it will be said on that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him so that he might save us. This is the Lord for whom we have waited. Let us be glad and rejoice in God's salvation. Thanks be to God. Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Living together in hope and trust, let us confess our faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
With the whole people of God in Jesus Christ, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. For the church of Jesus Christ in this and every land, that all followers of Christ share the mind of Christ, strive to live together in peace, staying firm in the Lord. Hear us, O God. For green pastures and still waters and all the beauty of the natural world, that creation flourishes and humankind lives in right relationship with all you have made. Hear us, O God. For the nations of the world and all who hold positions of authority, that they govern in accordance with God's vision of justice, providing shelter and refuge to all in need, striving toward the goal of peace, prosperity for all. Hear us, O God. For all experiencing valleys of illness and grief, that they may be healed and comforted and find rest in the presence of the Good Shepherd who walks beside them. Especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, Caroline, Greg, Bonnie, Chip, Boyd, and all those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Hear us, O God. For this community of believers, that wherever there is conflict or discord, the love of Christ may be kept us united and make us mindful of all that is true, honorable, just, pure, pleasing, commendable, and excellent. Hear us, O God.
God of all nations, we pray for Israel and Gaza and the Palestinians who live there. We know that this situation in the Middle East, that this war is far more complicated than we can even begin to understand. But we stand against hatred and terrorism of any kind. Help us to be peacemakers with our prayers and with our lives. We pray for all of those who are grieving, who are traumatized, who are devastated, for all of those who don't have even the basic necessities to live. We lift this situation to you, O God. May we weep with those who weep. May we mourn with those who mourn, knowing that when any of us are going through anything, we all go through it together. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
In thanksgiving for the beloved saints who now rest in your mercy, that their faithful witness guide your church until the day we join them at your heavenly feast. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great.
Into your hands, gracious God,
we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And now may the peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
I invite you to share Christ's peace with those around you.
together. God of all creation, all you have made is good, and your love endures forever.
You bring forth
bread from the earth and fruit from the vine. Nourish us with these gifts, that we might be for the world signs of your gracious presence in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. All people are called to Christ's table. Come, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Come,
Please stand for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. O God, we give you thanks that you have set before us this feast, the body and blood of your Son. By your Spirit, strengthen us to serve all in need and give ourselves away as bread for the hungry, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Let us say our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Go in peace. Serve the Lord.